Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
No one said being a parent would be easy, but now you don't have to go through it alone. Actress and mother of two, Jamie Lynn Sigler, has teamed up with musician and stay-at-home mother of two, Jenna Paris, to create a safe place where you can confess your worst mommy sins and still feel like you're killing the mommy game. This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
We're about to start our show, and
I'm excited.
You know what you've got coming up, and this is me talking about how Cutter turned me on and how I hurt my son's feelings.
And for me, went to Mexico. It was amazing. Lots of good stuff from that trip. And another thing I'm doing is cleaning too much. Is that a bad thing?
I
don't even know. But
is there such a thing?
I don't know. I think it's hurting. We'll talk about it.
Also, okay. Summer's coming, not winter, but summer's coming. And we're going to be talking with Lisa Cook about swim drowning prevention. And
I think it is drowning prevention month. Actually.
It is. It's drowning prevention month in the month of May.
So this is important, you guys. She tells us all the things to do and not to do and what she thinks is the best for
it. But before that, more importantly, let's talk about wrinkles, y'all. Who wants them?
I think you look really, really refreshed.
I have so many wrinkles.
I'm not kidding. No.
I'm kidding. I don't, because I'm using Genucel's anti-wrinkle treatment, okay? And that's why I look so refreshed. And I have zero bags under my eyes, despite the fact that I am hungover from a Casamigos party. But let's talk to you ladies, okay? For this week only, get the Genucel jawline treatment absolutely free when you order the classic Genucel for eye bags and puffiness, which Jenna and I love.
Love, love.
And with its instant effects, see results in the first 12 hours guaranteed or your money back.
So just go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com. Or you can text Mama to 77453. And for a limited time, Chamonix will include a second surprise luxury gift free.
Text Mama to 77453 or visit Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Can't wait to see what this gift is.
Oh, and I love a surprise. What do you know what else is not a surprise? How good this episode's about to be.
It's really good, you guys.
You're listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Father's Day is coming. What do you get your man? I deal with this all the time, and I'm still going to deal with it, but I've got you covered because Cutter works for an amazing company called Theragun. If you don't know it, learn it, get it. But for one of you lucky listeners, we are going to be gifting you a Theragun just in time to give to your man. I guarantee they will love it. So head to the Facebook page for contest details. We're announcing the winner June 12th, and we will get it to you before Father's Day.
Absolutely.
Don't you worry. So head to the Facebook page. We will put the contest info there. And happy percussive therapy. Hi. Welcome home, mamas.
Hey, Jay.
Welcome home to Mama Said.
So
hi, I'm so hungover today.
I saw you taking
can
tequila
shots.
Can
you see
shots.
It in my face?
No.
Oh, you look I thought you were about to say, I saw you this morning.
No,
I could tell.
I saw.
Well, no, I never drank. Ever.
By the way, you were taking shots last night.
Yep.
Or a
I
shot.
I took a Casamigos whatever. Tequila, basically like bartending school class. Last night. That's probably not how I'm supposed to be a mixology class. I don't know. I made cocktails with a bunch of beautiful women at my best friend's house with somebody instructing us how to use each strand of tequila. I don't even know what I'm – I you know that I'm not good at talking about alcohol. I don't drink.
Right. But I do. Do you have any tequila in your purse, actually, for me?
No. Okay. I left my Maraca shaker there. I was so drunk.
Love it.
But you by the way, really when pretty. I say drunk, you guys, I had half a margarita.
Does that
And
really,
I was trashed.
That gets you drunk?
Yes, I don't drink.
Wow. And you haven't been smoking weed either.
No. Just took a break.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's get into it. Enough about me and my vices.
We all have
Let's
them.
Talk win-fail. I'm going to go first today.
Please do.
Okay?
Mommy win! Mommy fail.
My win is, sorry about this humble brag, but oh my gosh, okay? I was putting the baby down to sleep and Beau was eating dinner. I usually bathe the two of them and then I send Beau out for dinner and I put the baby down and I came out and Cutter was cleaning the living room, putting every toy away. I didn't ask him.
What?
I didn't say anything. It was the sexiest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I wanted to jump his bones.
Woo!
I was so... And then by the
Neil
way, by
Paris,
the time...
are you listening?
By the time Beau got to bed and I actually ate dinner, I was like, oh, forget about that. I'm tired. But I had a moment where I was like, wow, that was so nice, so lovely. I took it as such a win because I just felt... I just thought it was so great.
Did you thank him?
Of course. In the moment, I was like...
Not sexually, but like verbally.
No. I was like, babe, really? And he's like, what? What? Like, he didn't even think anything of it. And I was like, that was so nice of you. That was so nice of you. He had just gotten home from work and he just looked around the living room and thought, I'm going to help her out.
Amazing.
Such a win for me, you guys.
We love you, Cutter.
Okay, fail.
dun, dun, dun.
A few nights later was not as smooth. And I looked at my five-year-old and I said looked him in the eyes and I said, I cannot wait for you to go to sleep tonight. And his feelings were so hurt. Aww. But it was the truth. He was like, that's mean. And I was like, it was mean and I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Like, you have given me such a hard time today. I really just need you to go to sleep. Like, it's just genuinely how I felt. And I felt really bad after because his feelings were really hurt. So it's why it's my fail. But my God.
But you know what? The best thing is, even as shitty as you think you were, they wake up the next morning, they're like, mommy, mommy, mommy.
Oh, of course.
So awesome.
Of course. I'm going to post a picture on Facebook, you guys, of what my mornings look like, where I have Jack in my left arm holding his bottle and Beau with his head on my right side on my neck. And even though I like can't move or breathe and I have to pee and want my coffee.
Pee?
Like,
moms don't pee.
What am I thinking?
Yeah.
It's just like, actually this morning I had, because I was a little hungover, but I was like, this is such a beautiful moment. And I'm going to, I really took a deep breath to remember because I know this is so fleeting and I'm going to be begging my boys to give me hugs in a couple of years. And it was just such a beautiful moment. So enough about me. Okay. You.
Okay. I'll start with my win. So as you know, we went to Mexico. It was
lovely,
amazing. It was the best time. So many wins in this little trip. We got one room. We don't take vacations ever, but the one vacation we ever took, we got two rooms because Daisy was really little and I was sleep training her, whatever. So we can't do that. We can't afford two rooms all the time.
No.
So we got one room and I was really nervous about it. It just worked. She went to sleep. Milo went out of the room until she went into a deeper sleep. Sometimes that didn't even happen. And it worked.
Wow.
So we got one room. It was smooth.
Did you ever have a sitter? Because I feel like I saw a couple of nights.
So we hired. So we went to the St. Regis Punta Mita, which was incredible. I'm not kidding. If you want to go with your husband alone, it's insane.
Great.
Amazing. If you want to go with your kids, it's amazing. There's a company that they work with that you hire like the same babysitter. So we had the same babysitter a couple hours a day, some of the days, and then a couple nights because we were with other couples.
So a couple hours a day, meaning like you would go to like lunch?
Like when Daisy had a nap, she would sit with Daisy and I would
Neil
and I would like focus on Milo. So it was amazing. The hotel is sick, insane, awesome. Like, I can't meet a Mary restaurant. Anyway, I'll go into it later. But and a massage that I got. But so lots of wins. I know I clearly need a vacation. Lots of wins. It just really worked out. Although Daisy did have an ear infection the entire time, which I did not know until after. She was very cranky. But still, great trip.
By the way, her cranky is like, meh.
I know. Like, I'm so not used to her being cranky that it actually like freaks me out because I know something's really wrong.
She's the best.
Thanks. She's so cute. So is Jackie. So
what was a fail?
So my fail is that sometimes I want to get too many things done at once. I have OCD about that. I'm always cleaning the house, and I actually need to take a chill pill on that because I don't want my kids to see me like when they're playing. I don't want them to see me picking up after them. I don't want them to think that that's the norm. I want them to like enjoy their toys.
Well, it eliminates like the present moment of enjoying the moment because you're just feeling like you're having to move on to the next. And I can understand you feeling like that's just an energy they're growing up around that you don't want.
I just don't want them to develop the same OCD. Like I right now I'm thinking, oh my God, XYZ is really messy. So I need to get home.
Same.
Like, that's all
same,
I think
same,
about.
Same.
But anyway, so I sometimes put my like cleaning over watching the kids very well. And the other day, all I wanted to do was clean this one room and organize. And Daisy was like playing on this car seat that Neil took out of his car seat. He got a new car. And I was like, oh, that's dangerous, but I'm going to still like keep cleaning.
Yeah.
And she like fully tipped over, hit her head so hard on the floor. And I was like, why didn't I stop what I was doing? Stop cleaning. I don't need to clean right now.
Mm-hmm.
Stop cleaning. Focus on my child.
Mm.
And I could have prevented that. And I know it's not the worst thing in the world.
No,
like
it's
kids
not,
get
but
hit.
I think every mom out there gets this.
It annoyed me. I was like, what is wrong with me? It's the same with texting sometimes. I feel like if I don't text someone back right away, it's the end all. And they're going to not, you know, think that I'm responding. Who cares? Like,
no.
Be present. I am not present
enough. By the
way,
I think people are way cooler when they take a minute to respond to me. Because I'm like, what are they doing?
Oh my God, right?
What do they have going on in their life?
It's mysterious.
I'm just sitting at home. What's fabulous about them?
Right,
so
exactly.
So be cool, Jen.
But you know.
I get it.
I won't respond to you.
Totally respect it. Yeah, please. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Well, Jen
That's
and
it.
I did something really cool this week together. We got to do our first space swimming class with Jack and Daisy with a water safety expert. And we had the best time. It was so cute.
It was smooth. It was easy.
It was smooth. It was easy.
No tears.
And we are going to be right back with the lady that did that with us, Miss Lisa Cook of Kids Swim. So we will be right back. You know what else happens when summer's coming?
What is it, Jamie?
Bikini season. Or if you're a mom, I mean, let's be honest, one piece season. But regardless, you're in a bathing suit, you're in shorts. We all want to look our best. We all want to feel fit. Enter Open Fit.
Yes.
Talk to me about it, Jenna.
Okay, so everyone's bodies are different, obviously, and Open Fit understands that, which is why it's personalized to your needs with custom-tailored original content. So there's amazing trainers and classes, like Extend Bar. There's super simple.
You get access to great trainers, by the way.
You do. You really do. And it's simple. It's not hard on your body, and you get access anywhere and anytime, and you could just see results.
Get it on your computer, your web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, anything.
You can lose up to 15 pounds in just the first 30 days.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to
fly. Anyone wants that.
I'm not lying. My abs are better.
Yeah, girl.
A little bit.
No,
I'm
your body
there.
Is super cute. We're in swim class together and your
Thanks,
body is
girl.
Cute.
Thank you.
Open Fit has changed the way people work out. And with our code MAMA, you can join us on our fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use our code MAMA and start using Open Fit for your journey to a healthier life.
So right now during the Open Fit 30-day challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to Open Fit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text MAMA to 303030. That's 30 30 30.
You will get full access to Open Fit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free. Again, just text MAMA to 30 30 30.
Standard message and data rates may apply.
Welcome back. Okay, I think water safety skills and the question of how and when to teach your littles is something that a lot of us think about, especially a lot of us that live in California and have warm weather year round. And today we have a water safety and drowning prevention expert. Okay, she specializes in a developmental approach to maximize effective and positive learning, which we already experienced once, which was awesome, with the Kid Swim Method. Please welcome to the podcast, Miss Lisa Cook.
Woo! Thank you so much. Is my mic on?
It's on.
It's on.
This thing is on.
And you sound good.
I am in it.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're good. Okay. First, before we get into the tons of questions that we have for you, which was
a
big response, can you tell us more about your method?
Yeah, for sure.
Because I've never heard of anything like this. Yeah. I did like a almost like a cry it out method with swimming with my older one, which was really traumatic, which you and I talked about the other day. So I want to hear more about your method.
Yeah. And actually, I should have brought the infographic, but it is on the website.
Yes. That's what I saw.
Okay. And
and the website is?
Kidswim.org.
Okay.
Okay. And the infographic is really just a brief overview of it. It's way more detailed, but for moms or parents, you know, caregivers who are perusing online, it's enough to give you the idea
right.
of it. And so my method has always been of a developmental variety. Mm. Okay. And I am an educator and I was a wry parent.
Oh, okay.
More with my first than my second, but whatever. And
we all kind of drop off with our second.
Everyone is more with their first than their second.
I know. In every way.
Yeah.
And so what I would do is when people would say, like, what's your method? How do you teach? I would say, oh, it's developmental. And they'd say, oh, well, that sounds great. What does that actually mean?
Right.
And I'd say, oh, okay, well, then I need to think this through and create something that is tangible that explains what developmental means to me. Mm-hmm. And so what it does mean to me, certainly in the formative years, from zero to three, it means – borrowing from the American Academy of Pediatric Guidelines for developmental milestones. Mm-hmm. And they break it down in motor, communication, and sensory, right? And it's like, I forget, they started at about 4 months. So it's 4 to 6 and then, you know, 7 to 9. I forget. Mm-hmm. I have it all written down. But so what we did, what I did was I took those categories and I matched them with the swim skills that are most harmonious with children at that stage.
So smart.
So quick question.
Yeah.
So if you could have an 18-month-old that starts at a different level than another 18-month-old, depending on their developmental stage.
So that's a great question. And what's true is there are certain kind of general skills that most 18-month-olds have, but there's always room to modify depending on every individual child, which I think is as important, by the way, as kind of following a structure is also being able to modify as needed for each child.
Yes.
As we know, every child is different. And so what I did too is I attached to every category water safety skills and language for each of those stages as well. Because what happens is when you start the program at any age, you want to start incorporating safety into it. But their understanding at 6 months is really minimal compared to a year and a half, compared to 2.5, right?
Right?
But what you're doing is you're building foundationally on all of those skills.
Right.
So by the time they're 2.5, 3, they can understand basic safety commands, language. They understand certain drills and skills that can help them toward being safe.
Well, this leads me to my first question, which was actually the most popular one that we got, which is what is a good age to start?
I was about to ask that. Yeah.
And then do you start with what you're talking about is like skills that adhere to their developmental stages and safety words. And then there's something that's also called infant swim rescue.
Right.
So could you touch on those two things for us?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm making sure my sleeves are rolled.
So roll them up.
This is the biggie.
All right.
This is the biggie.
Okay.
So this is how it works.
Okay.
I believe you can start swimming as early in infancy as your child, as you want to with your child.
I mean, bringing them into the water.
Uh-huh. After 3 months, like as long as they're cleared by the doctor and all this good stuff, I started bringing each of my boys, into the water at 3 months.
Okay.
Absolutely. And just, by the way, just to bring them in and have them experience being in the water.
Of course, yeah.
Typically, most parent-child classes start around 5 or 6 months. I think this is a great time to start doing parent-child classes. Now, the way that I approach it is if you start around that time and you carry that through until they're two, Okay. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we're not talking anything like crazy intense.
No. Yeah.
Once a week, continue it on as long into the season as you can, mm-hmm. right? You want to minimize the amount of time that they're not exposed to the water, meaning months, not days of the
week. Right, mm-hmm. of course.
Okay. And if you carry that through until age two, you will most likely have a swimming child by age two with no tears, no anxiety, no frustration, because they incorporate it into their lives as a given.
Hmm.
It's like an activity they look mm-hmm. forward to with mom or and or dad. It's something that feels good to them. It's enjoyable. It is developmentally sound. It really helps them mm-hmm. in a lot of ways.
You know, I know a lot of people who did the kind of the 10-day intensive.
Yes.
I don't know what that is, really. I can't really speak on it because I've never done it.
Yes.
You did it.
I did it.
But I wouldn't personally do that.
Yeah.
For a couple of reasons. I don't really think my kid, Milo, or mm-hmm. maybe would take to it mm-hmm. very well.
Mm-hmm.
But so there are, correct me if I'm wrong, but there are some, you don't really know how your child is going to react
correct.
To something like that until
correct.
It's over. They could develop
yeah.
some huge fear of water
yeah.
If you do that, or they're fine. Like
right.
Bo is luckily fine and loves the water.
No, well, we had had him going in the water same since he was a baby, mm-hmm. but I was traveling all the time, so I didn't have any consistency with him, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And so
right.
there was no real like structure in like what happens in the water. I was just always holding him
yeah.
or he had that like puddle jumper thing.
Yeah, sure.
But then I was like, you know, it's summer. I want to him yeah. to learn how to like hold his breath and stuff. So we
yeah.
did this intensive thing that was very popular.
But he wasn't
with people
scarred. He's not scarred.
It scarred me.
Right.
No, he's fine.
But mm-hmm. but it does scar some children.
A lot.
A lot of kids have water sensitivity and
yep.
Sensory issues.
Yep.
That like my son, if water gets on him, by the way, he loves the pool.
Mm.
But I don't know how he would react to an intensive yeah. thing, because when the water gets on him, he actually freaks
yeah.
out. He
yeah.
has some sort of like a sensory thing with
mm-hmm.
water.
Mm-hmm.
He loves the bath. He loves the pool. But yeah. I need to be careful with that.
Yeah.
A lot of parents, I'm assuming, don't know
yeah.
how their kid is going to
well, I think
mentally
that's
be after.
Why you're saying it starting the younger age is more comfortability they have in the water
yeah.
and familiarity they have with.
Yeah. Yes. And so I definitely – listen, I have to – full disclosure, I'm not a fan of intensive programs
mm-hmm.
for
I'm
a lot
either.
Of reasons.
Yeah.
So I want to be fair when I say that I know that people do them. I understand why parents mm-hmm. do them. So I don't want to take that away from anyone. I
right.
know it's based in fear, anxiety, wanting to protect your child.
Of
I
course.
Totally
yes.
get that. So I don't want to admonish any parent who goes that route, because a lot of times they really don't know – what the repercussions can
mm-hmm.
be and what the downside is and how it can affect their child over time. They just want sort of, I want to call it like immediate relief.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? But back to the other part of the question, swimming actually is one of the most complex life skills that children learn.
Wow.
And I equate it really like teaching your children to read.
Mm-hmm.
More than athletic skill,
mm-hmm.
it's really a lot more about layered learning and comprehension. And the problem with intensive programs at any age is it's like an isolated sentence. Like if we're talking about it in, you know, in relationship
yeah.
to reading, it would be like teaching your kids, sort of hitting them every day with letters. Like flashcard letters, right? So they start to identify the letters because they're seeing the letters all the time, but they don't understand what any of it means.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you take that activity away, this is for very young children. If you take that activity away completely for 6 months, they forget everything.
Right.
The instinct falls away. They don't remember what they learned. They do, however, retain any negative feelings around it.
Like PTSD from it.
That doesn't go away.
Mm.
And I've seen kids who've gone through intensive programs, and then the parent tries to do like a parent-child class, and the child literally will not let go of the parent's neck.
Yeah.
Like doesn't even want to touch the water and
mm-hmm.
freaks out. So to my mind, there never has to be any negativity related to learning to swim.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it does not have to exist. Yes, kids have bad days. Yes, they go through stages, especially in the toddler years.
Yeah.
You know, potty training, changing from a crib to a bed, getting a new brother or sister, change of location, starting preschool. Like, there's life things that can
affect.
Play into how they are in their swimming lessons for a period of time.
Of course.
But overall, learning to swim should never be equated with fear, anxiety, throwing up. I've heard of kids who like scream so hard they throw up, swallowing so much water that, you know, like none of that should exist.
And I feel like you need patience and it needs to, and you need to, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, be consistent.
Yes.
Because you were saying it needs to be every week. And I'm like, ah, crap, like every week. Right? You know,
but I love a weekly thing.
But if
you're
you think
so
about
good at that,
it,
I'm not Jamie.
I love a weekly.
But if you think about it, once a week for 30 minutes, right, as an activity is a pretty minimal investment when you're trying to kill time with your little ones anyway. It's like, how am I going to fill these days?
Right.
Yeah.
Right? It's a great activity.
Yes.
Especially if you do it before nap.
Yes.
It'll
get them wiped.
Oh, Daisy has never had a better nap than she did when we had the swim lesson.
Really? I'm telling you.
How long was it?
We had to wake her up. It was over 2.5 hours.
I'm telling you.
So,
before nap or like late in the day before dinner in bed, those are like your two golden times. It's kind of genius.
You're like also a sleep expert.
Yeah.
So on this theme of like getting healthy and getting in charge of our bodies and feeling great, let's talk about vitamins, specifically Care of. Okay. The winter blues are coming to an end. It's time to get back into that routine and empower yourself to feel your healthiest. So what Care of does is they have a fun online quiz that asks you about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices. It takes literally only 5 minutes to find out your personal scientifically backed recommendation for vitamins, protein powders, and more. So you don't have to visit a doctor to do this. You don't have to pay a professional. It's right there for you.
Exactly. And taking care of your health shouldn't be hard. It should be easy and convenient.
Yes.
So Care of makes it easy for you to find out what you specifically need to be your healthiest. And they deliver daily vitamins and supplement packs. And it's all really customized to your recommendations. It's awesome.
Yes. I mean, it's hard to know what vitamins or supplements you should be taking. So the fact that they take care of that for you.
Right.
Wow. I mean, especially for us busy moms.
Yeah.
Right?
So for 30% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter MAMA30. That's takecareof.com and enter MAMA30.
For 30% off your first Care of order. Get healthy, mamas.
This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
On your journey through Hollywood, let Todd Garner be your guide.
Wow, this is show business?
The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner. Recent guests include Anna Faris.
I've come to the conclusion that I just think I don't know what my face is doing.
Adam Carolla.
I'm teaching traffic school. Right. It's 7:44 in the morning. Of course, my stand-up career is not going well.
And Avengers director Joe Russo.
There's a direct connection between Arrested and Community and what we did in Infinity War.
Don't miss The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
I've been looking for ways to get more vegetables into my diet. I know a lot of people make green smoothies, but only putting vegetables into my smoothies can make them not taste great. That's why I love Dole Fruit and Veggie Blends. They've created amazing balanced recipes of frozen fruits and veggies, so I know I am always getting a delicious smoothie.
All the work of pairing great tasting fruits and veggies is done for me. I can blend great flavors like berries and kale or fruits and greens in with some almond milk. Then seconds later, I'm sipping on a tasty smoothie and getting essential nutrients into my diet.
And the best part is I don't have to wash or prep anything. It's all ready to go. It's like each bag was born to be blended. With fruit picked at peak ripeness, I know I'm going to get a delicious and satisfying smoothie every time. Sneaking more veggies into my day has never been easier or tastier.
Dole fruit and veggie blends.
Find them in your frozen aisle.
And now back to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Wait, what is infant swim rescue, though?
So infant swim rescue.
Because wrote about it, and I was like, I don't even know what this is.
Okay, so here's what infant swim rescue is.
Okay.
It is where an instructor comes and takes your child. Now, you're not
in the pool.
In the pool with your child. So an instructor is taking your baby.
This already sounds scary, by the way.
And it's like the lessons are 10 minutes, because that's all they can handle. And basically, it just forces them to
survive,
roll and float on their back. So the idea of it is that by the end of the however many days you do this, that they can.
So it's an intensive as
yes,
well.
Yes, it is. That they can stay on their back for up to several minutes. Now, here's where it gets.
Minutes.
Yes. Here's where it gets risky. The assumption, number one, is that, let's say 3, 4, 5, 6 months from now, the baby falls in, toddles in.
They don't remember.
Will they actually remember this instinctive activity?
What about even when you're an adult and something traumatic happens?
Right.
You forget things when you're an adult.
Completely.
In an instant like
completely.
That.
It's instant. Also, there's no context. Right. Yeah. There's nothing that they understand about any of this except this like weird situation. I'm not saying that it doesn't work in the short term.
Right.
But it can have negative after effects. Absolutely. It's not a curative. It doesn't answer all the problems.
Of course. Yeah.
It's a what it is. It's an isolated drowning prevention skill.
Okay.
It's
but they
not
can't
water
comprehend
safety.
That, like, this is going to save
Correct.
My life because no grown-up is here.
Correct.
Right.
I'm assuming what they do is they encourage the parents to continue with regular swim
of
lessons.
Course. Right.
But it's kind of like putting the cart before the horse.
Is that something you teach them to float on their back?
We do.
Ever?
We absolutely do. As part of incorporated into
your curriculum.
Waters. Yeah.
I mean, even when I remember Jack was like wanting to kind of
he
lay back
chill.
On me and chill.
Yeah.
A lot like that.
Of
you had told me to let him do it.
Love to float on their back.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you have to, you know, you have to kind of work with what the child wants. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't work, this infant rescue. Mm-hmm. It does. For, I would say, 80-90% of the babies that do it, I have no
statistics
mm-hmm. on how long it lasts.
Or
how,
if it's
what
ever
they remember,
saved anyone.
Or if it's ever saved anyone. And what you do after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really see learning to swim as a whole process.
Right.
Yeah. That starts here.
It's
and
like
continues
being in
here.
School.
Correct.
So for people that wait a little longer for lessons.
Totally.
So
great question.
Somebody asked, how can we teach kids like a 2-year-old that water is dangerous without terrifying them? So like, let's say they haven't done lessons, but like they're going to be, you're going on a trip, they're going to be around a pool, or you're staying at somebody's house, or you just got a pool, or a new house with a pool. What kind of language can you use with a 2-year-old or a young toddler or any kid, really, about the safety without making them too scared to get in the pool?
Yeah. So you don't want to use the word dangerous. If you're talking to a child who's 2 or 3, you want to explain what the rules are before you even get around the water.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't swim, you put them in a puddle jumper. You don't take any chances. The only time you...
So a puddle jumper is an okay thing.
Here's where it's okay. It's okay if you're on vacation, if you're at a friend's house and there's a lot of activities, commotions. No, arm floaties on their own are verboten. Get rid of them. Dump them.
Okay.
They don't work. They don't work effectively. They're not... I don't trust them. Yeah.
What about those things that go across?
That's a puddle jumper.
That's what we got in Mexico because we were with him 24/7.
And they can rest their little head on it. They don't go underneath.
Yeah. Oh, really. Wait. Is that the ring?
It's like a floaty with like a...
Yeah, it's like a... Across there. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I've never seen a kid rest his hand.
I don't think Milo could.
Oh, Bo used to like float and like just
get in the water. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I thought you were like resting your head on the thing.
Oh, no. When he would get in the water and he was like tired, he could just kind of float.
Yes. I like them because they are very, very difficult to undo, get off for the child.
Yeah. Right. Because it's like a bra.
And I like that you're saying that you like them because so many swim teachers I've heard are like, get rid of those. And I'm like, but what if my kid doesn't know how to swim
for safety,
yet?
Like
isn't this better than nothing?
The thing is, here's where you don't.
Not every time.
You don't want it to become a crutch.
Of course.
Right? So more than not, you shouldn't be using it. But if it's vacation, if you've got your hands full, if there's a lot of chaos or activity and you just need extra assurance, put it on. Better to put it on than not put it on.
We were with friends in Mexico and their daughter knows how to swim. She's 3.
Yeah.
But they brought it because when she was in the pool all day. When she got really tired, they put it on
and
her.
And she's 3.
Yeah. Question about your question relating to my son who's 3.5.
What, when they're older.
When they're older. He's 3.5.
Yeah.
He has never talked about swimming more in his life because we just got back from Mexico. And he keeps saying, and I'm going to start him in lessons ASAP because it's time.
Yeah.
When you're 3.5 or 3 or whatever, do you still do once a week or do you want to do like 3 times a week to start with?
You want
to
do two times is great.
Okay.
When you see that they're actually on the verge of a big breakthrough, you can bump it up to 3, but you don't need to. 2 is great.
Okay.
Once is not enough. Once is just makes it
when
kind
they're
of
older.
A, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And I will say this, for many, many years, American Red Cross and American Pediatrics both had kind of a mandate that they recommended starting swim lessons at age 4. So for many, many years, starting before age 4 wasn't even really a thing.
Right.
And the reason is because, and I get it on some level, because 4-year-olds, as we know, they are just, they're more rational. Their bodies are stronger. They're more coordinated. Their core is more defined. This is a key important factor in water safety is simply their bodies, their spine, their neck, their core. You need all of that in order to advance to water safety.
Yeah.
So toddlers, there's no way for a toddler to be water safe no matter how well they swim. And so it's fine to start at age 3 or age 4 or even age 5.
Do you find that starting at age 3, they pick it up faster because they're older?
Right. Is it a benefit or?
It can be. It can be depending on the child. So here's what I will say just to address this for people to know. I have so many children that start lessons at age 2.5.
Okay.
Okay. It can be great if the child is a gung-ho, kamikaze, dynamic kid who's like, yes, give me everything. I don't care if my face gets wet. I'm all over it. Then it's super easy.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand, of course, that the child between age 2 and age 4 is the most emotional that they are ever going to be in their life other than the teen years.
I know this right now.
and so you are dealing with kind of a little bit of chaos emotionally, and you have to really cater to that. So it can be really challenging, but it can also be great. And you just know that, like, you're getting through it. And some kids take a whole season of swim lessons from age 2 to 3, and they barely make it to the swim zone. And then the next summer, they're like fully swimming by second lesson.
That's what someone said
to
me on Instagram.
So you want to also think of this as foundationally. You're doing this foundationally. Don't freak out if your kid takes lessons for a summer and doesn't swim.
Right.
Mm.
If they're that little. If they love it, if they like their teacher, if they enjoy their lessons, if they have fun, don't worry if you make it through a whole season and you're like, well, that was a waste. Mm-hmm. Because
every kid is different.
Every kid is different. And they often need a season to be like, what is this? Especially if they are more anxious or have like sensory issues or have separation anxiety or just need more control. Like some kids are super control freaks when they're little.
Yeah.
They're like, don't put me under, don't do this to me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you kind of have to wait exactly until they say they're ready, which is right now my son is like, I would like to try to go underwater.
Yeah.
I would like to try to swim without floaties.
Great.
So.
Yes.
What about if there's somebody that can't afford or can't find an instructor near them? What are things that they can do with their child?
That's a great question.
Can maybe help them that learn this skill?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I will say this. If you have access, if anyone has access to getting to a YMCA, public pools, I recommend going to and getting in and playing with your kids. No agenda. When you get in with your kids to play, don't have an agenda with them ever, even once they start lessons. Okay. Let them dictate what they want to do in the pool. You're just there to have fun with them. Okay.
But what if you're the one giving them the lesson sense? Like what if
if you're the parent.
If I'm the parent, like what could I do with my child?
Okay. So it's always great to have some toys. Some diving toys, some fun toys.
The kids love them.
Yes,
that was
so brilliant. Cute.
Toys are so important at the early stages. I can't stress this enough. Don't shy away from games. Don't shy away from playing incorporated into the learning. Because first of all, that's all kids want to do anyway is play. And when they're not in swim lessons, all they want to do is play in the pool. It's not like they're going to get in and go, okay, I'm going to swim freestyle to the deep end and then breaststroke. They just want to play.
Everything's a game.
If you don't incorporate play into the learning, that's a huge piece of them learning how to be water safe. And so toys are genius, magic. Get them goggles.
That was another question that I had.
Yeah.
Goggles are yay or nay?
Bo loves goggles. So by the way, and he got me on them now because I'm like, I don't care if I look like a dork.
When
I'm
they're
wear
babies,
these
here's how it works. When they're little and you start the lessons, you don't put goggles on them. You let them need to get their face wet. They need to get in. And some kids transition through without ever needing them, right? And it's great. If they're a little older when they start, goggles really help. They really can help. And I use them because I wear contacts anyway, but it's just more comfortable. And people are like, I don't want them to be goggle dependent. I totally get that. So you just have some.
I don't even care.
But what does that mean?
It just means, like, because it means that some kids feel like they can't swim unless they have their goggles on.
Oh. So,
right. But if they fell in without goggles on, they might freak out.
Yeah.
So what you do is, as they start working on the lessons, you have them for a few minutes, just do like two jumps in where they go under, come up, and swim to the side, just so they know they can do it without goggles on. But there's a couple of goggles. I mean, I love the TYR goggles. There's a company called Bling 2O that makes really fun kids goggles, super styled out. Silly name, I know, but for boys,
whatever
works.
No, they like that.
Yeah. And so, so I'm totally goggle
great.
Pro goggle.
Oh, Jamie, a couple people asked me who made your towels when I posted the pictures.
Serena and Lily.
Serena and Lily. Okay.
Oh, yeah, they were super cute.
This might be a doctor question, but I actually got – we got a couple of people asking this.
Dry drowning.
Swimming after – I don't know what that is. That'll be my next question.
That was my question.
Sorry, go ahead. Tell
that was my question.
Swimming after ear tubes? Like,
yes, absolutely. So here's how that works. They will recommend that you do earplugs. Okay.
Okay.
I recommend, if you can, that you do the earplugs that are they mold the earplugs to your kid's ear, because those really
keep lock it in.
Yeah, they really have that. Mm-hmm. And you just pop them in and then you pull them out after. That's the best if you can do that.
Okay.
The ones where you have to shove the wax in their ears.
Yeah, that's hard. And that's really hard to do to a baby.
Yes, absolutely, for after. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you talking
dry
about?
Dry drowning. So
it comes up a lot.
That's something that I'm terrified of. Yeah. It's when a baby swallows a lot of water and chokes, like coughs a lot. So you know that like they
And then later
and their lungs fill up with water inside and you don't really see. It's terrifying.
Stop. Mm-hmm. This is scaring me.
So
what are we
So let me just put you to rest in that in like, 30 years of having taught swimming throughout my entire almost adult life since I turned 18, I've never seen one case of it. One of my dear friends who's a pediatrician, has never seen a case of dry drowning. And basically, in order for it to have happened, your child would have had to have swallowed so much water that, like, I mean, beyond what is even of normal, you know, consumption in a 30-minute playtime. Like, if they swallow a little water and they're coughing, or, you know, a lot of kids like to drink a little water.
Yeah, of course. In the bathtub, too.
Then that's It's not something you really, honestly, it's not something you need to worry about.
It was on a TV show. I can't remember which one, a couple years ago. And every mother started, it was a really popular TV show. And the son or daughter
died. Affair?
Yes. It was The Affair.
And the kid died of dry drowning.
And I think like it.
But that was The Ocean.
It was also The Ocean.
Right. But I think it turned everyone upside down.
Yeah. But I would like to just say put it to rest. It's something you can cross off your I'm worried about this
list. Okay. Great. Because that just gave me
Because like a lot of I can imagine a lot of people rush their kid to the hospital after that episode when they coughed.
Do you have any tips on finding local instructors for people? Or is it just really just like a Google search online type of thing? I mean, you mentioned the YMCA, things like that for people, public pools.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few different companies that provide swim lessons. Obviously, we're one of them.
Right.
There are several others. If you have a pool, it's best to get someone to come to you.
Yeah.
If you can, you want your child to really learn and feel comfortable and familiar in your own pool before you go anywhere else. But there are many places to find swim lessons, both on the Valley side and the West side. And YMCAs are great. And if you are financially constrained, which many are, the YMCA does have
classes. Yeah.
And they have financial assistance. They don't turn anybody away.
Right.
That's nice to know. So you can,
that's great.
Make it affordable for yourself.
Well, before we let you go, you have this adorable book too called See Me Bubble, which was the first skill you were helping us teach our babies was how to blow bubbles in the water.
So that was so cute to see them try.
It was so cute to watch. Yeah. And you guys, kidswim.org is the website. So much great information. See Me Bubble. Oh my God, I'm going to read this to him tonight. It's so cute.
It's adorable. In the back, there's parent tips and water safety information. So
look
that's
how great this is.
That's
Oh, look at you. Yeah. You have your Instagram, Twitter.
Yes, I love it.
Yes, we really went
okay.
This is so This was so informative and so wonderful. And,
Thank you.
We'll keep you up to date, you guys, because Jen and I are starting a little swimming class with Lisa's company with the kids. So we'll keep you up to date on their progress.
Yeah,
so we're starting our kids at 15 and 16 months. So we're a little bit later maybe than some people start or earlier than others. Yeah, but we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, and then I'm going to start my 3.5-year-old and I will update you guys.
And, by the way, and if people had questions that did not get answered, please don't hesitate to reach out to us.
Okay.
Or reach out to us on Facebook and
we'll encourage people to ask questions, because the more information you have, the better decisions you can make about your children's, swim career.
Absolutely.
And I have one more quick question before you leave. I know you founded Kids Swim, but you have a lot of teachers that teach your same method.
Yeah.
So if we can't get to you, we will get one of
100%.
Okay.
Oh yeah. And everybody follows the same method, same rubric.
Yeah.
It's all developmental.
Amazing.
And most of them use the same toys. Like, it's very, method
great.
Based.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah,
sure.
Yay. Thank you for coming
on. You're so welcome.
This was awesome.
It was great.
60 seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in about a minute? Get an offer for your car with TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, or just listen to my voice, you can get a true cash offer.
Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you. Together, you can ask questions and get the answers you need, so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride.
So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.
Okay, we are back with some Shitty Mommy. We're going to ask Lisa to actually share a story. But first, I'm going to share two quick stories that kind of relate to each other from you Facebookers.
Shitty Mommy!
Okay, first, it's from Colette. Shitty Mommy moment. Tonight, my 9-month-old son swallowed a feather. Yes, a feather from these ridiculous pillows that my husband hates, of course. He started choking, actually just gagging, but in my panic, I called 911. And by the time the EMTs got here, he was fine and happy again. So many things go through your mind in just a short minute that I know I did the right thing by calling them, but the EMT said to me, "This isn't even your first baby."
Ah!
Needless to say, I'm having an extra glass of wine tonight.
I
would have done the same.
Me too.
The same, Colette. My goodness. Moving on to Sarah. Shitty Mommy one day last week. My son, 3.5, was sitting on the living room floor playing with some rocks he had collected outside when I saw out of the corner of my eye that he was going to put one in his mouth. I immediately told him not to and was able to stop him from doing it. But about 3 minutes later, he started choking on a different rock that was already in his mouth before I stopped him. I wasn't able to jump into action in time and he swallowed it. We were told it's probably fine and will pass, but I haven't noticed it come out yet. Edited to add, the rock was bigger than a marble, but smaller than a golf ball, and it was definitely looking at Instagram when it happened.
Yep.
We are all guilty at looking at Instagram when shitty things happen.
Always.
My goodness. Please, Sarah, let us know, did he pass the rock?
Did you find it in the poop?
Did you find it? Do you have to dissect poo-poo? Wow.
I do that anyway, so it's okay.
Okay, Lisa.
Okay, I actually have like the gold standard.
Yes!
Oh my God. Tell us.
So a 30-second backstory, otherwise it will have no context. Both my boys were, bizarrely, stuffed animal hoarders. Like,
okay.
Every stuffed animal ever given to them by anyone, like, you know, from a carnival or a drugstore, like
yes.
anything that anyone
That's
ever gets.
So sweet.
They were stuffed animal hoarders and they would pile them up on their beds and they would just sit there like collecting all the.
Yeah, you know, my worst nightmare. Basically.
Yeah. And okay. so my husband and I would kind of surreptitiously from time to time when they weren't around, we'd kind of go through and like edit. And the policy was we would take a few away so you couldn't really tell, right?
Right.
You have to be really careful about this. And we'd stick them in a bag on a top shelf where they'd never go. And they would sit there for 6 months. And if they didn't get asked for, didn't get missed,
smart,
we donate them. So I had a bag on the top somewhere. And a friend of mine, I don't think it had been that long, to be honest. And a friend of mine was collecting stuff for like a family in need.
Mm.
And I put some books together and some of my kids' old clothes. And I grabbed the bag of stuff and like gave a goodbye.
Was it, right? Had it been 6 months?
No, oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
And so, like, maybe a week or two later, no lie, this was my older one, by the way, who was not at the time 4 or 5. I think he was like
– You're like 14.
Nine or 10.
Okay. Where he should be kind of over it, maybe. Okay.
All of a sudden, I hear, Mom, where's Remy?
Oh, God.
This is the rat tattoo.
No name.
The rat from Ratatouille. Remy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Where's Remy? I was like – Oh, shit.
Mm.
And, you know, there's two ways you can play this. There's the, I don't know, where'd you leave him?
Right.
Where is he?
Uh-huh. Right.
Where'd you go look for him? I don't know.
Yeah.
And then there's the, like, deer in the headlights. I panicked. Like, I donated him to a family that didn't have anything.
Oh,
and
my God.
So let me just tell you guys, like, it takes a lot for my son, my older one, to get upset. He's pretty stoic, right?
Yeah.
He was so devastated.
Aww.
He was crying.
No.
He was so sad. The look on his face, I like completely betrayed his trust.
Yes, I was going to say the betrayal.
Did then he start saying, well, where's this one and that
one
and that one?
No, okay. It was just Remy.
It took the wrong
and
one.
And I was like, God damn it. And by the way, like, it's not like I saw him playing with it ever. It
right.
didn't come out that.
No.
So, and then my husband, who will throw anything away
Same,
at
mine.
A moment's notice, threw me under the bus. I was like, Lisa, you know, you really should ask him before you go.
Ah!
I was like, screw you. I don't.
Yes. Yeah.
But I will say it caused me such trauma. I haven't thrown anything of theirs
of
away.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
And
how old are they, by the way?
Well, my older one just turned 18.
Oh my God.
And the little one just turned 10.
Did he graduate?
He's graduating.
You should
this
get
year.
Him a Remy doll for graduation
God, so
to bring to college.
Okay, I actually really should do
with
that.
Like a collar that says his, like, love mom.
Yeah.
With a collar.
Oh my God, I'm totally doing that.
Do it. Yes.
Oh my God, such a great idea.
Aww.
He will love it too because
so
he will get the
You'll
symbolism.
You'll be like, I've never forgotten
yes.
this.
Yes. You scarred me.
Take this with you on the next journey in your life. Just know how much I love
That's
you.
That's priceless.
Yes.
Great story.
Oh, thank you for sharing.
Thank you so
and
much.
Thank you so much for coming on the
it
podcast.
It was a pleasure, you guys.
And we're so excited to be working with you and your company with the babies.
I can't wait
And
to start.
Again, See Me Bubble is the book.
Yeah. It's on
kidsswim.org.
Yeah.
And we're going to leave you with a Mama Said, okay?
All right.
Mama Said, silence is golden unless you have kids. Then silence is suspicious. Have a great day, guys.
Bye. Bye. I just said goodnight.
Or goodnight.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
New episodes are available weekly at PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
The sponsors for this episode of Mama Said are
Genucel. The Genucel jawline treatment is yours for free when you order the classic Genucel for eye bags and puffiness. Go to Genucel.com or text MAMA to 77453 to order now.
OpenFit. Get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit when you text MAMA to 303030.
Dole. Check out Dole Crafted Smoothie Blends. Find them in your frozen aisle.
Care of. For 30% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter MAMA30.
TrueCar. For a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar.
Father's Day is coming. What do you get your man? I deal with this all the time and I'm still going to deal with it, but I've got you covered because Cutter works for an amazing company called Theragun. If you don't know it, learn it, get it. But for one of you lucky listeners, we are going to be gifting you a Theragun just in time to give to your man. I guarantee they will love it. So head to the Facebook page for contest details. We are announcing the winner June 12th, and we will get it to you before Father's Day.
Absolutely.
Don't you worry. So head to the Facebook page. We will put the contest info there. And happy percussive therapy.